Today on Bold Steps, Mark Jobe addresses the critical topic of identity.
The clearer we understand who we are, how God has wired us, the clearer we embrace our God-given identity, then typically the more we are able to jump into our calling, our purpose, and pursue what God has designed us to do, because we understand first who we are in God.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe, President of Moody Bible Institute and Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Now, if I were to ask you the question, who are you, what would you say? Do you have a firm answer, or does your mind begin racing in different directions? For many people today, it's a challenging question. And Mark, you're going to help us with that question and see how having a clear picture of our identity can help us with our spiritual calling.
Yeah, Wayne, and this message was actually preached in chapel to primarily students between the ages of 18 to 25 on the campus of Moody Bible Institute. But the message applies to us no matter what age you are.
No question about it, right.
And so I think this is going to be an important message for some people to hear today.
So let's take you inside Torrey Gray Auditorium at Moody Bible Institute. The message, Identity Matters. Let's listen.
A few years back, I was in the airport, and some of you may recognize this name. He's long gone out of the tennis world, but his name was Andre Agassi, and he was a pretty famous tennis player back in the day. And I was going through the airport. I was in a hurry. I was trying to get my other plane, and someone came up to me, and they said, Andre Agassi. I said, no, I can barely even hold a racket. I'm not. No, you are. Come on. And I said, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. Can I get your signature? I said, I'm not. I'm not. No, I know you are. I wanted to say, okay, for $20, I'll sign this just to leave me. But I didn't. I said, no, let me alone. They had the wrong identity. And, you know, there's something when other people misidentify you is an issue. But there's something much bigger than that that I've seen as a pastor over the years, not only in people that I minister to, but I've also seen it in leaders that minister to other people. And I've seen it affect people in a very deep and profound way. We don't really understand it. We don't see it. It's not always top of mind. It's not always at the forefront of our thinking, but it has to do with how we see ourselves. Every person in this auditorium has an identity. Some of it is very, very flawed. Some of it's truly warped. Some people in this auditorium disguise it, but you actually don't like who you are. And we call that identity. There is a deep and profound connection between our purpose, our calling, and our identity. Really, because our purpose and our calling flows out of our identity. The clearer we understand who we are, how God has wired us, the clearer we embrace our God-given identity, then typically the more we are able to jump into our calling, our purpose, and pursue what God has designed us to do, because we understand first who we are in God. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Judges chapter 6. Judges, the sixth chapter. There's a young man that we're introduced in this chapter in Judges. You know him. You've heard about him, read his story. His name is Gideon. Let me introduce you a little bit to Gideon, because he's this very compelling, iconic figure, but we don't always fully understand the struggle that he had with his own identity. He grew up without the greatest opportunities at his disposal. In fact, he was from a group of people that were oppressed. It was a bad time in Israel. They were poor, they were subjugated, they were hiding. His father was, well, his father was the guy they went to sacrifice to the false idols, so he had a distorted view of God. He grew up in a time where he was part of the smallest tribe and viewed himself really as a very insignificant person in this whole matter of identity. And in Judges chapter 6, he has an encounter. Really, it's an encounter with his call, but more profoundly, an encounter to redefine how he sees himself. When he looks at the mirror, what does he see? And so this is a wrestling with calling and identity that go hand in hand. And I want you to see what it says in Judges chapter 6, verse 1. It says, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. And for 7 years, God gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Because the power of Midian was so oppressive, the Israelites prepared shelters for themselves in mountain cliffs, in caves, and strongholds. Verse 6, Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help. Let me start out by saying that sometimes our culture has an effect on how we see ourselves. You didn't choose what family to be born in. You didn't choose what city to be born in. You didn't choose what time to be born in. But your environment, your family, your setting has a lot to do with shaping who you are and how you see yourself. Gideon was not in Israel at a time when Israel was reigning. It wasn't the glorious days of King David. This was an oppressed people, a people whose rights had been taken away from them, a people who lived under oppression, a people who had limited opportunities, a people who had turned away from God, and they were experiencing the judgment of God, the discipline of God. And Gideon, who wasn't responsible for the judgment of God, but yet was affected by the judgment of God. Can I say something about your family? Some of you come from some amazing families, very strong, healthy families with parents who love each other and are following Jesus, who've invested in your life and helped you and prayed for you, but there's a lot that haven't. You've grown up in dysfunctional, brokenness, sometimes chaotic households, and you're not responsible for that, but let me say, you are deeply affected by it. You're not responsible for it. You didn't create it. You didn't choose it, but you are deeply affected by the brokenness of the family that you grew up in. Deeply affected by it. Now, God is a redeemer of all of our hurts, and God has the power to take even bad and turn it for the good, but you have to wrestle through the brokenness, and you have to wrestle through the dysfunction, and you have to wrestle through all the repercussions and ramifications of what it means to grow up in a household that doesn't have integrity or wholeness. Gideon had been deeply affected by his culture, his family's past, the oppression of the Midianites, the idolatry of his father. He'd been shaped by the feeling of fear most of his life, fear of the Midianites. He'd been taught the wrong version of God. He'd grown up in a household where his father was known as the guy that did the sacrifices, the Asherah pole, a distorted version of God, a judging God, a God that is completely works-based, but a vicious, violent God. He had been shaped by a culture that was impoverished. He had been taken advantage of or felt like life was unfair. He'd been made to feel like he was small and he could make very little difference. That was his background. That's how he viewed himself. That was his identity. But yet there is this encounter that happens. As I look at this passage, I believe that there's three things that God typically does as we are facing our identity to take us through it. Number one, he leads us to face our past. He leads us to face our past. Remember that the image you see today has been shaped by reflections of yesterday. You know, there's a lot of things that you could do with your past. Some people spend a lot of time running from their past, ignoring their past, avoiding their past, denying their past. But the past is part of what has shaped you. It is part of what affects you. Do you know that researchers estimate that between 10 to 20% of women and 4 to 10% of men in college suffer from eating disorders? Yeah. Chances are that in this auditorium, 10 to 20% of women suffer from an eating disorder. And less talked about, but just as real, 4 to 10% of men struggle with an eating disorder. What's that all about? Typically at the root of it, it's identity. It's how I see myself. Driven by what I see in the mirror and I don't like. And so it affects me. It affects the way I eat. It leads me to bad, unhealthy habits that I hide, that I minimize, that I act like they're not there. But they're really about body image. They're really about what I see in the mirror and don't like. They're really about fitting in. They're really about my insecurities. They're really about me feeling like I want to be someone that I'm not quite. Do people like me? What do people think about me? Am I dressed right? Do I look right? Am I as accepted as that other person that seems like they have it all together? It's really about identity that feeds in deeply into our insecurity.
And there's more coming up in a moment on today's program, the message titled Identity Matters on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. But did you know that you can always find these daily messages along with other faith-building tools and resources on our website by going to boldstepsradio.org? And for even more convenient access to these messages, you'll want to subscribe to our podcast. That way you can enjoy these weekly Bible lessons while you're out for a hike, maybe hitting the gym or anywhere you go. Just open up your podcast app on your phone or mobile device, search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe, and tap that subscribe button. When you do, consider leaving a comment and a 5-star rating and share the message you're listening to with a friend. By the way, did you know that Bold Steps has a special weekend program that airs every Saturday or Sunday called Bold Steps Weekend? To check it out, just look for it this weekend on your local station or simply go online to boldstepsweekend.org. Right now, back to our message for today about the importance of identity here on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe.
Insecurity is not a sin. We all have them. Every single person in this auditorium has insecurities. All of us. You say, no, I know this guy in the class, man, he's right up from, no, insecurities. Given the right setting, given the wrong environment, insecurities. What is insecurity? Insecurity is the fear of not measuring up, of what people think. It's the fear of perception. What do people think of me? Do I talk right? Am I dressed right? Am I accepted? Do people like me? Do you know that college, they've done studies and found out that the two loneliest places in America, the very two loneliest places, number one is residential halls for senior citizens. Older people that are in some residential facility separated from family. A lot of their family has died. They're physically ill and can't survive on their own, so they're in a residential facility. Number one place of loneliness. Second place of greatest loneliness in America, college campuses. You say, wait a second, we're surrounded with people our age. We live in dorms. It's hard to find a place to be alone. It's hard to, oh yeah, because just because you're around people doesn't mean that you don't experience loneliness. Especially if your identity is not fully established because you spend a lot of time thinking, do I fit in? Am I the right? I wish I were someone else. I wish, what do people think about me? Some of you are stressed out because you go to the cafeteria and you have a lot of time figuring, where do I sit? Where do I sit? Do I fit in to this crowd or that crowd? Who do I sit by? Should I sit? Should I not? Do people like me? Do I fit in? Am I dressed right? Am I the right size? Am I the right shape? Do I have the right intelligence? Do I speak right? Am I the right skin color? Insecurities. They can drain you. They can overwhelm you. They can disqualify you in your own mind from pursuing your God-given call. They shape who you date, how you talk, how you operate, how you allow other people to treat you, because your identity determines what is acceptable or not acceptable and how you're treated. It's identity. Gideon was in that space in his life, and the Bible tells us that he had been raised in that space. And his first interaction with God, we already see deeply embedded lies about who he is. The second thing that I see that God does is not only face our past, but he forces us to learn our identity. Learn to accept God's declaration over you above your own self-image. So God suddenly appears to Gideon. It's a theophany, a manifestation of the pre-incarnate Christ. It's a physical apparition of an immutable God. He appears to Gideon. It's rare, but it happens. And it tells us in verse 12, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, never underestimate the power of his greeting. When God is greeting, every word counts. Every word is powerful. Remember, this is the God that spoke and the heavens separated. This is the God whose words carry power to separate light from darkness. They bring order from chaos. So every word declared out of the mouth of Almighty God carries with it significance and power. And he says to Gideon, this young, trembling, hidden figure, oppressed, struggling with who he is. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you. Oh, there's more to it than it sounds like. The Lord is with you. And then he adds, mighty warrior. This is pretty compelling, pretty powerful, because there are several things that are being manifest even in this greeting. Gideon is nervous for his life, beating out wheat in a wine press, indoors, no wind to blow the chaff away how it usually was done. And yet God encounters him in this place of struggling with his identity, in this place of lowliness, and he speaks something powerful into him. And I want you to understand, first of all, he reveals his presence. He manifests his presence to Gideon. He says, I am with you, Gideon. The Lord Almighty, the God of the universe, is with you. Never underestimate the access that you have to the presence of God and the presence of God in your life, because you are defined, you are changed, your identity is tied in to the presence of God. Tied into the presence of God. The Lord is with you. Not only that, fast forward to the New Testament, not only is the Lord with you, but the Lord is in you. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have become the temple of the Most High God, the dwelling place of God. You walk to the darkest corners of the earth, and in a special, tangible, manifest way, you are bringing the presence of God. Sealed in you, the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord, the Lord is with you. That's a powerful thing to declare. You're not abandoned. You're not alone. You're never alone. You may feel lonely, but you're never alone.
A major takeaway from today's message titled Identity Matters. We'll continue with this fundamental lesson Monday here on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. But in the meantime, be sure to go online and check out all of the faith-building resources and opportunities we have available at boldstepsradio.org. Now, one resource we highly recommend is this month's Bold Step gift. And to tell us more about it, Mark has a very unique surprise.
Well, hey, we've got a special guest here in the studio today, someone that I've known for a long time. I consider him a friend. He's pastored in the city of Chicago, former pastor of the Moody Church, currently continuing with this program called Running to Win. And that's my friend, Dr. Pastor Erwin Lutzer. And great to have you in the studio today.
So great to be with you, Mark. And let me commend you for the title of your program, Bold Steps. As I was thinking about it, it says in the book of Acts that the early apostles, when they were under persecution, they prayed for boldness. Mm. And you and I know that we're living in an era in which we need some very bold steps.
Absolutely. And you know what? You wrote a book that the title itself sort of makes you want to jump up and say yes. And it's called We Will Not Be Silenced. And our listeners know that our culture has been shifting and changing, and oftentimes Christians feel intimidated by the culture. And I think in this book, you're challenging Christians, hey, don't be silent. Stand up, be firm, be gracious, but be firm. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, I didn't write the book, We Will Not Be Silenced, in order to reclaim the culture. That might not be possible, but I wrote it to reclaim the church. Hmm. What I tried to do is to answer the question, what does faithfulness look like in a nation that clearly has lost its way? Hmm. And so it was my intention to, discuss the cultural currents that we are up against, but at the same time to ask this question, how do we as Christians relate and how do we stand for truth in an era in which truth oftentimes is so convoluted? And certainly we're confronted with a lot of non-truth, if I might put it that way. So that's my burden. My burden is for the church to understand its mission. And we're living in a new era, obviously. No other generation had to put up with transgenderism and all of the other issues in our culture. And so what I want Christians to be able to do is to understand the culture better and then ask the question, how does the Bible apply to it?
There you have it, Dr. Pastor Erwin Lutzer. And I just want to say that he's a good example of a man that, as long as I've known him, he's been preaching boldly but graciously the gospel of Jesus and not been silent. So thank you, brother, for your faithfulness.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Great to have Dr. Lutzer here with us today. His book, Our Bold Step Gift, is available for a limited time, so let us send you a copy, We Will Not Be Silenced, by requesting this gift today when you give a donation of any amount to support Bold Steps. Call us at 1-800-DL-MOODY to donate today. That's 1-800-356-6639. Or give online and request this Bold Step gift when you go to boldstepsradio.org. Or send your donation and request for this gift in the mail. Write to us at Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And if you've given a gift to Bold Steps before, perhaps more than once, we strongly encourage you to consider becoming a part of the team as a Bold partner. By signing up to give on a monthly basis with whatever amount you feel led to, you'll be helping create the steady support we need to continue producing and distributing these Bible teachings across the globe. Now, when you sign up to give $30 a month or more, you'll also get the Moody Publishers discount code of 50%. This will get you half off every devotional, Bible study, kids book at the Moody Publishers website. Sign up to become a Bold partner today at boldstepsradio.org. And that's our time. I'm Wayne Shepherd wishing you a wonderful weekend. Make plans to join us Monday for part two of our message titled Identity Matters. We'll be discovering how to turn insecurities into strengths Monday on Bold Steps with Mark Job. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.